Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Does Misha Loka Vashana? Someone who got lashed for whatever the veir was and then repeated that. He's a repeat offender and keeps doing whatever it is again and again. Based in Machnisin Oso L'Kipa. Based in, bring him into a kippa, which again means like a dome, but the idea is it's a secluded room, secluded area. V'machilin Oso Se'ar, and they force feed him barley, until his stomach bursts. So this is an unofficial way of doing the death penalty to this person that, it seems, does not care about the avers of the Torah and keeps doing them over and over again. One who kills somebody and there are no Eden. Also, that person is brought into a kippah. They feed him, literally, thin bread, and the parched type of bread. Mayim lachatz would mean water. Literally means water pressure. I suppose it means a small amount of water. Let's see what the Rav has to say over here. So that says, Misha loka v'shana, shaloka shnei pa'ami. He got lashed twice, ala veira, she chayevin ala karis. And type of veira, they have karis, right? We know that klal, the veiras that have karis to them, also have malchus. And to say, if they ate him, see him, and they warn him, you will get malchus. Right, for that, so even though it's a type of veir that would get karis, also the based in punishment can be malchus. So malchus take away the karis. Shekol chayv krisis lokim, any chayv case of what is the chiyuv krisis gets malchus. Kishayachse v'yase l'so, when he goes back and does it again, veir atzma, that veir veir, pam shlishis, the third time, machnisin oso l'kipa, he's put into a kipa. Malkom kishir komas adam l'yoser, it's a very thin place, it's a place that's a measurement of the height of a person and no more. First they feed him this parched type of bread, that makes his intestines smaller. They got a small amount of water, a thin type of bread, and that makes everything smaller. Then they put the barley in there, those will expand in his intestines, and that way his stomach will explode. So really it comes out there, both types of foods, right? The barley was mentioned as the second step, and the bread and the water was the first. The next case, we spoke about mentioning someone who kills someone, shlo be'edim, shlo be'edus, she'em b'chuyev le'amisa. It doesn't mean there are no edim, it means it's not the type of testimony that you can actually chayev in the death penalty. Mikamokim yadua le'beistin, sh'adavar emes, sh'avadar harg. Still, it's known to beistin that the thing was true, that he certainly killed someone. Elo she'huch she'edim, the v'dikus. Either the Aden got messed up somewhere, they contradicted him somewhere in a bedika, something that didn't take away the fact that the murder happened, or shlohaisa sham hasra maspekas, or there wasn't enough hasra. So this is it's difficult to understand where the line would be, and how they know, but it's technically not going in, and also further one could ask, if it technically doesn't pass, so, shouldn't that be the reason he can't kill him? The Torah requires technicalities. So I'm not sure exactly where the line is over here, but some case where it is certain, but we can't mechayev him in a regular way. So him also, they put him into a place, again, they do those foods, the bread and water first. Then again, they bring barley, until the stomach bursts. That's the same thing as ratio. The amount of the information in the process that was left out in the ratio was revealed in the sefer. What this one left out, this other one revealed. Okay, so it says in the next Mishnah Vav, Hagonev es akaso v'hamekalo batosim v'haboel aramis. Three interesting cases. One who steals a kaso, we'll find it from the Rav, this hopefully. Mekalo batosim, one who curses with a charm. Usually kosim means, type of charm that witches or necromancers would use. Use that to curse someone. V'haboel aramis, or one who has relations with an Aramis, an Aramite woman. Kanayim Pogimo. These are three cases of the klal that we know from Pinchas. Kanayim Pogimo. Those who are zealous for the covenant of Hashem, can pipogea them. By Pinchas, he stabbed them, he killed the person. Pogea really means to injure. It means whatever they have to do to stop them. But Tachor, you can kill these people. Three cases, actually. Right? Everybody knows only one of Pinchas, the Baal Aramis. There's actually three cases. Koin Shishimesh Betumum. Koin that did the Avoda while he's tummy. His fellow Kohanim do not even have to bring him the basin. The young members of the Kohanim, the fresh working Kohanim, bring him outside of the Azara. Umavtian esmocho bigzirin. They break his brain open with staves of wood. Yeah, another amazing Gazelle case is this mentioned in the previous one of sort of unofficial death penalties that would happen. Zar Shishima Shabigdash, a Zar, a non-Kohen, that did a vote in the base of Megdash, also in Aveira. Rekiva Omer Bechanik. Rekiva says that is an official death penalty. The case is the death penalty is Chanik, strangulation. But Chomer Amid Shemayim. Chomer said there is nothing done in base in or unofficially. The only death penalty is Bidei Shemayim, that Hashem will send the punishment for him death for being a non-Kohen and serving as a Kohen. It says in the Rav, Hagoni was a Kasva, Echam Ekle Sharis. Kasva is one of the Klesharis, one of the Kalim that used in the base of Migdash, Milashon Kisos HaNosech, right, Kisavos HaNosech. Right, the different Kalim that's spoken about in the Chumash, one of them is called Kisos, that's valid different ways. And he steals that. It's over in our mission, it's being sold with Samus, but he steals one of the Kalim. So it sounds like we're not representing that Kli in particular, but this is one of the Kalim. Any Kli, if a person steals one, Lakal b'kosim, v'varichas Hashem b'shem v'vodazor, one curses Hashem with the name of Vodazor. Pretty chomer. Rabbo Aram is nachas. Aram doesn't mean only an Aramite woman, it means a Goyish woman. One is with a Goyish woman. Kanayim pogimbo, zealous people can be pogayim. Hamikanim, inosu shalmakum. Those who are jealous, the jealousy of Hashem. Hayohorginos, so they could kill them. Behu, shitia hanachis, bas nachas. The Goyish woman has to be also the daughter of a Goyish woman. Uvashat Maisen. It has to be right when the act is going on. The Sansar Misa in front of 10 people. That's exactly what Pinchas, the case of Pinchas was. If you lack any of these conditions, it's also to kill the person or the woman. The Jew, really, not to leave that out. The woman might be different in. I'm not the Jew that's committing the severe. However, the Onish, in that case where you can't kill him, is explained by the Navi. Hashem will cut off the person who will do it. He gets four sets of lashes. A person is with a Goyish woman. A man is with a Goyish woman. Gets four sets of malchus mid derabanan. Yishum nida, geveir of nida. Now she isn't really nida because there is no nida by a Goyish woman. But this is the geveir. Should treat her like a nida. The man gets malchus mardus. He gets derabanan lashes for being with a nida. Yishum shifcha, no Goyish woman are considered like a shifcha. Yishum nachris. That's what she was. Mishim zona, and a stam nachis is considered to be a zona, which means a woman who's free, loose. She is not under any sort of loyalty or control. And a male is also there in that regard. In the case of a kohen that served in tumah pirchekuhana, bachim shemaskel sai zikonam lifroch v'hem. These are lads, bachim, 18, 19 year olds. That the hair of their beard is starting to sprout. That's the lashon of pirche, sprouting ones of kohen. Bigzirim is bikiyos shel etzim. I mean sticks of wood. Mikiva omer bechanik. In the case of a zar that did the avoda, namar kan v'azar karev yumos. It says the zar that comes close to do the avoda shall die. Namar lahon. It says later v'hanavi ahu chalim acholom ahu yumos. This is about a fake navi or a person who claims through a dream to have a prophecy that's against Torah. He also dies. So what's the Gezer Shava? Malahala Mechanic, Afkan Mechanic. That one, the Navi Sheker, is with Chanik, that we know. And so too, Rabbi Kiva is learning out Gezer Shava over here, the Zara that did the Yavoda, and also the Chanik. Bachachom Romi Benishamayim. Chom Sir Benishamayim. Never Khan Yumas. Over here it says Yumas, as you just said. Never Lahala in a different place. Karev, Mishkan Hashem Yumas. Anyone who comes close to Mishkan Hashem shall die. But that is. We'll see here. What malahom in the shemaim, avkam in the shemaim. Yeah, over there is bidei shemaim. So too over here is shemaim. That could be that's my sekorach. I'm not sure from just the pasuk alone where that context is. Halacha kachacham. Halacha is like chachamim. Mitzvah bidei shemaim pachos min hakaris. This term mitzvah bidei shemaim is very interesting. Is less of a penalty. Is not as difficult. Not as hard as karis. Shakaris yeshalav onish le achar misa. Kares has a punishment after Misa if the person did not do tshuva. Misa Rishmaim is death brought about through heavenly means. After the person is dead, there's nothing there. Kares can affect his spiritual status after death. Rashi calls him Paragvam Hamlikin. Rashi says in Marshavis, the Misa Rishmaim, Yomam Niksarim, the Eno Holy Haribi. Misa Rishmaim means that the life is shortened, but he doesn't go childless. Kares means two, well, both of them. Yamav Nichrasim, his days are cut short, Vahole Hariri, and he doesn't have children. There are actually 17 cases where it's Misa Vishamayim of things having to do with the base of Migdash or holy items or Kabbanas. Beilohim, Ocho Tavo, one who eats Tavo, which is non-tithed produce. Coin Tame Shaochal Chuma Tahor, a Tame coin that ate Chuma that was Tahor. Mazar Shaochal Chuma, a Zar eating Chuma. Mazar Vitame Vitul Yom Shishim Shu, a non coin, Zar case. Or a coin that's Tame, which is the previous case. Or it's Vul Yom, which means another type of Tuma, but he went to the mikvah already, he's waiting for the day to end, but still he's asked to do the Avodah. All those people, it's a Miyazir Shemaim case. Mechusi Kiparim, the four cases of Mechusi Kiparim. I will let it to Mitzvah and Zavu, they have to bring a korban, and they didn't ask, they do the avodah beforehand. Mechus begadim, Mechus begadim refers to a coin doing the avodah without the proper amount of begadim, proper begadim. Meshalok kiddush adam regalim, or he didn't wash his hands and feet as he has to do. Meshtui yain, or he's drunk. Or pere rosh, or his head is uncovered. Tasmiham namar misa v'ham beferish, some of them says misa explicitly. Mithasam limdum rabbasenu mipiakabala, b'gzereshava of hakish. Some of them, the rabbis learned out, the chacham learned out, b'gzereshava of hakish. Thank you for listening. We're continuing.